What with what he says. He says, not as an incidental. And what's amazing to me is how we can ascertain Bible authority for a lot of these incidentals we'd like to have. And I'd certainly like to know about these incidentals, like restrooms. They're not important for worship. They are not essential to worship. You know, these brethren sitting here to my right recently visited a restoration site near here. I believe it was Snowville, is it not? Something to that effect. You know, in that particular meeting house where the brethren worshiped, they didn't have toilets. They never had them in that particular facility. They were not essential. So, you see, what makes that an incidental we can have? But you know what? When you eat together in the meeting house, you're lost. You've lost your soul. You're going to hell. You know, we'd like some more explanation along these lines. Could you give me E3, please? He's focused on 1 Corinthians 11. But you know what? He doesn't believe it. He doesn't believe what he's affirming, and I hope that you recognize this. Paul says, what? Have ye not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God? Now, friends, that's why we're getting this incidental argument brought into this discussion. You know, but if we're going to take this passage and force-feed it into the non-institutional Church of Christ mold, we're going to have to either believe it all or get rid of it. An incidental. Give us some authority. We'd like to know where the authority for the water fountain is. What gives? Is the water fountain lined up with the worship of the church? Does the water fountain line up with the benevolent activities of the church? And, Pat, if you get an opportunity to listen to the tapes from last night, or as you'll see tomorrow, I certainly believe there's some benevolent activity there as well. You know, it's a good thing to offer a cup of cool water. But we want to know, where do we get the authority for this? The non-institutional Church of Christ uses the passage to bind a no-eating policy in the church building for the church, but allows churches to have water fountains from which to drink. Oh, consistency, how thou art a jewel. Pat, we don't believe you believe what you're affirming here. You know, we'd like you to either line up with this one way or the other. Can I get you to... Did you already put your charts away, Pat? Can we get your number one, the first one you used? Number one. Talks about the social use of the building not authorized. Since the church-owned building was paid for with the congregation's money, it should only be used for what the congregation's money can be used for, including evangelism, helping the needy saints, worship assemblies. Get us the water fountain in here, please. Please get us the restroom facilities into this particular passage and explain why what goes in is unauthorized, but the draft house is all right. We'd like a particular passage. Could you raise it somewhat? But the New Testament does not authorize using church money and facilities for social and recreation uses like potluck dinners and gymnasiums. Oh, my friend, how you're going to see you have the very said same problem within the ranks of the non-institutional Church of Christ. Colossians 3:17, whatsoever ye do, could you please explain the personal pronoun here? I don't read the word church in Colossians 3:17, but I would agree it refers to the church just like that wonderful book of Jude deals with church authority as well as individual authority. We would agree on that, but let's see what we do with that particular pronoun. Could I get the Dan Jenkins quote that Brother Donahue used as well?
Hey, the number. I'll tell you how long
this is. Trying,
for
over time. Could we get Tommy to pull his charts up for us, please?
Yeah, Dan.
Son, you can get ready with number nine. The Jenkins quotes. I don't have a problem with this at all. I don't have problem one with anything that is stated up in this area. Not a bit. Could you move it up some, please? Thank you, sir. It's not good enough to find authority for the individual for your practice. You must find authority for the church. Oh, we agree, we agree. And we're asking tonight for authority for the water fountain, for paved parking lots. We're asking for authority for restroom facilities and even for a comfortable baptistry. Where do we get authority for a comfortable baptistry like this? Could you put up my number nine, please? Pat has the same problem with which he seeks to charge me and brethren in the Lord's church. Why have a water fountain? Why? It's a place of gathering, my friends. It is a place where socialization takes place. No wonder he has to pull from the sky and grab that little incidental there. But we want authority for the church to have a water fountain. We'd like to see a thus saith the Lord within this particular hermeneutical style that says you can't eat together. You know what? We're not charging the church any more than if we were, as last night, some of us socializing. I enjoy standing around talking somewhat. I enjoy talking with Brother Thrasher and Brother Simons there. And with everyone with whom we spoke, is that not socialization? But you know what? If you put a hamburger in your hand and you have the brethren in the building, you're going to hell. Now, you see, Pat has the identical problem with which he seeks to bind upon me. Let's look at E1, please. And when they were come together and had gathered, notice now, the church, having some already need to bring in a discussion about the church. You know what, my friends? Sunday morning, I leave the meeting house. I'm still part of that local congregation. I'm still part of the church. Friends, you have the church here. The church here before it is assembled together. It's called the church. They rehearsed all that God had done with them and how He had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. Notice that the local church is called the church before it is assembled. There's a cloud, a dark, gloomy cloud hanging over this concept of getting the brethren in one area eating and they're going to hell, yet they can work around the building and eat together. Where is the consistency that is such a wonderful jewel? Where is it? You see, we had the same problem here. Could I have E16, please? We talked in the affirmative earlier this evening about what the church is authorized to have in its meeting place. And we notice that all of these elements, the sinks, the refrigerators, ovens, you know, all of this is authorized. And friends, why is it an abuse to run the electricity to warm up a dish, yet it is not an abuse to run the electricity to charge up the water fountain and to cool that drink down, that beverage, which is not an essential to worship? Why? Where's the difference? And these items may also be used to feed the poor. Brother Thrasher says, well, we're looking at poor saints. We have a different disagreement there. Well, we go back to 1 Corinthians 11. Did not Paul say in verse 22, ye have houses in which to eat and drink, friends? How come we can use that passage to get that common meal out of the place where we worship and support that facility with church funding. But you know what? We don't have to look at that passage if we're feeding poor, needy saints. You see, there is a lack of consistency in this as well. Let's talk some about the love feast. Jude, what a wonderful epistle. The third verse. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith, which was once, I love the American standard right here, for all. That's it. We're not getting anything else. My judgment isn't authority. The Bible authorizes, which was once delivered unto the saints. Question, can a church practice contending for the faith? If so, where's the passage? Does this mean that only individual Christians? Oh, the wonderful brethren at Galax are hosting this fine discussion. I would also affirm that these fine Christians are contending earnestly for the faith, the system of New Testament Christianity once delivered. You see, we have a problem here with the pronoun usage. What is the church? And we get so mixed up in these areas. Friends, they're enjoying a common meal together. There is no question about this. Brother Donahue had a chart with Acts 16, 15 and 16 on it. And he talked there. We'll take a moment and turn our testaments to Acts 16.
Are you calling for a chart there?
You might have mentioned it in one of your discussions, but let's just go to Acts 16, 15 and 16. And she was baptized and her household, and besought us, saying, if ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us, and it came to pass, you remember the discussion, how the Methodist will abuse that and get the whole household in there? Friends, the Methodist was wrong, even if there were infants in that household. Because an infant cannot believe and be baptized. Babies are not sinners. Babies cannot repent. Babies cannot confess. We don't have a parallel here. You know, we have a clear statement in the Bible. 1 Corinthians 11 indeed deals with a meal in the assembly. What I'm going to do is ask Travis for chart number 18, please. It's the Lord's Supper, the love feast. Isn't that one of the questions that was proposed from the material surrounding the 12th of Jude? Jude's only chapter. Is the Lord's Supper the love feast? Notice 1 Corinthians 11, 21. For in eating every one of you taketh before his own supper. One is hungry and another is drunken, which, you see, this isn't the Lord's Supper. This is not the Lord's Supper. This is the agape meal that was closely connected to the time frame in which the brethren would partake of the Lord's Supper. But notice, number one, that this is his own supper. It's not the Lord's supper. It's his own supper that he's taking. Number two, this is dealing with a common meal, inasmuch as verse 22 forbids this meal during the Lord's supper. Now, friends, we have an assembly in 1 Corinthians 11, a worship assembly. The church is together for that particular purpose. And while worshiping, while one then would turn the Lord's Supper into a common meal, as they would mingle the agape feast with the supper together, they violated what the Bible says about worshiping God in spirit and in truth. And that's the problem with which Paul addressed. He said, look, if you can't handle it like this, then don't do it. Yes, I disagreed with the way the quote was worded. I don't believe that this prohibits the church. No, what it prohibits is the church abusing the Lord's Supper. That's what it prohibits. You know, Peter and Jude are written after 1 Corinthians, and they're still doing it. And church history, my friends, you can't deny the historical record. It passes the acid test of historicity. Friends, you can't get around it. The church was doing it. And neither Jude nor Peter denied that it was authorized. They're dealing with other aspects there. He says, you can't satisfy hunger. You can't have a meal to satisfy hunger. No, Paul's sending them home. If we're going to satisfy hunger, go home. So what do we do when those who are needy saints come to the building? No, you cannot satisfy your hunger here. Go home. And if you're thirsty, according to this verse, you better go home as well. If we use it according to the hermeneutical principles of the non-institutional Church of Christ, just go on home. How about his 41, Tommy? Do you have that there? Travis, you can pull that one down. So there you go. 1 Corinthians 11 authorizes social meals. Question. Evidently, my opponent doesn't understand the difference between an approved example and a disapproved example. What's not to understand? They abused worship in spirit and in truth. They violated the principle. Paul said, you quit. We're not going to have it here. We don't have a problem with any of this. You know, those are so plainly stated. But what we differ on is the aspect of this social meal. Then why would anybody think that 1 Corinthians 11, 17 through 34 provides authority for the church coming together for a common meal? A thing which the passage actually condemns. You see, we disagree on what the passage is condemning. The passage is condemning violating worship in spirit and in truth. And we'll turn in our testaments to the wonderful writing of the inspired Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians 11, and notice as the passage unfolds, wherefore whosoever shall eat of this bread, verse 27, and drink of this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. You see, the unworthy manner, it's an adverb of manner, modifying the worship assembly. But you know what? We dismiss the worship assembly. Are we still the church? You better believe we're still the church. If a child of God goes out into the parking lot and shames the beautiful bride of Christ, does he bring shame on the local church? Yes, he's still part of it. That doesn't cease. He doesn't cease being part of that local church just because he goes out into the parking lot. And you see, my friend, Mr. Donahue, Brother Donahue has us eating every which way, but for a social purpose. But we can get around the water fountain. And you know what? I've worked up a little lather here. And I'll be there in just a minute. And I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with eating in the meeting house as well. Because, friends, we have Bible authority for eating in the meeting house. The church has such authority. Wesley, how much time?
Got about a minute and a half.
About a minute and a half? Who oiled that clock? E21. The following people can eat in the church building. We have the preacher eating in the church building. Saints working around the building. Meals provided for needy saints. Are they hungry? You better go home. 1 Corinthians 11:22. A preacher and a friend who dropped by. Friends, if that isn't a social reason, then what is it? What is it? All the saints working together. No, if they're hungry, they best get on home. You see, Pat doesn't believe 1 Corinthians 11:22 like he has asserted this evening. E20, we had a chart about all of these particular points. Weddings, funerals. You know what? You can come to the congregation where Pat works and labors. You can give all the day long. But if you die, don't ask to use those facilities. If you want to get, you better not ask to use those facilities. You've got a problem here, you see. We are clearly going beyond all logic as far as the authority of the New Testament is concerned when we push a thing to such an extreme. And then we see we pat ourselves with all of these wonderful little incidentals. And it's okay to have a good time around the water fountain, you know. And then the church is still the church. Friends, we don't cease being the church. We'll pick it up right here next time. Thank you.
Again, I'm impressed with Darrell's job he's doing. I believe he's doing a good job of defending his position, and I appreciate his demeanor. He understands this is a Bible study. We're friends. We're not enemies. But he's pressing his points, and he's pressing some points I need to answer so you can understand my position, because you have to understand a position first before you can agree with it. And this question helps, may help you to understand my position. He asks, the church pays its parking lot at the cost of $40,000 because it falls into the following category. It could fall into any of those three categories, Daryl. We have, a parking lot is authorized for the same reason the church building is authorized. So if we're going to use the church building to teach the lost, which we normally do, then it would be authorized to have a parking lot. He means by edification, then teaching the Christians. Same thing. You can use the church building for teaching Christians, therefore you could have a parking lot. Just like you could have a roof over the building, or you could have a place for people to drive under to get out of their cars without getting out of the rain, in the rain. The church could own a lawnmower to cut the grass. All that is authorized. Okay? Benevolence, same thing. You can have a church parking lot for benevolence and for the assembling of the saints. And he asked, put up number 36, he asked a fair question. What about the restrooms? Pat, where's the authority for the restrooms? Well, the restrooms and the kitchens there are not parallel. Restrooms, you ask for authority, are provided to facilitate the command to assemble. Hebrews 10:25, Acts 20, 7-8. That's how they're authorized. Now he says, but restrooms are not essential. You don't have to have them to assemble, and that's true. Maybe the law of the land might demand it today, but he, I think, noticed an old church building that didn't have a restroom. Perhaps there was an outhouse or nothing at all. Now, when you say something is authorized, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to have it. You see, like songbooks, that same church building, the old church building he looked at, possibly at the time it was being used, they didn't even have songbooks. Are songbooks authorized? Yes. Do you have to have them? No, you can get by without them. When you say something is authorized, you're not saying the only things that are authorized are the things that you have to do. That's no. There are things that you have to do. Preach the gospel. Then there are things that are authorized. That means you have a choice. They're authorized. You can do them or you can choose not to do them. That's a parking lot, a restroom. But it is authorized, just like going to preach the gospel, authorized having a car. But you could do it without having a car. But does that mean it's not authorized? Well, according to his reasoning, it wouldn't be authorized because you don't have to have it. No, it's authorized. A plane is authorized. He said to go. Noah could have chiseled out the wood with his teeth if he wanted to, but the saw, if he had one, was authorized. But he didn't have to have a saw. But it was authorized because God told him to build an ark out of wood. He didn't tell him not to use the saw, but he told him to build the ark out of wood, and that saw and the tools to cut the wood would come under that category. Now he told him to use gopher wood, so that would rule out pine. Restrooms are provided to facilitate the command to assemble. So it's authorized. Kitchens, as you brethren use them, are usually used to facilitate a church social meal. See, the command to assemble, we have that, but we don't have a command or an example or a necessary inference for a church social meal. He brought up Jude verse 12, but we've shown that that won't get it. And so since we don't have that, we don't have authorization for a kitchen. But if we did, we'd have authorization for a kitchen. Now, yes, there's a caveat. You can have a kitchen to fix the bread and the refrigerator for the fruit of the vine. That's fine, but we're not talking about that. I agree you could do that. Or you could have a kitchen for benevolent uses to feed the needy saints, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about for a church social meal. It's not authorized. Now, you can see the difference there. A restroom is authorized, Daryl. Now, if it's not authorized, why do you have one? You see, Daryl's getting up here and acting like it's not authorized. You know what his argument sounds like to me? Well, restrooms are not authorized, but we do it anyway. Therefore, kitchens aren't authorized, so we can do that anyway. Is that what it sounded like to you? That's what it sounded like to me. You're never supposed to reason that way. If restrooms are not authorized by the Bible, we've got to get rid of them. And as a matter of fact, if they're not authorized, if the law of the land says we've got to have them, we'll have to violate the law of the land and go to jail. But they are authorized, and he knows it because he has them. But kitchens are not authorized. I can find the authority to assemble, therefore the restroom and the water fountain. Can you find the authority for the church social meal? And then he brought the water fountain. A water fountain, that's authorized under the command to assemble. Daryl, that chart doesn't... Yeah, you can put that out. Now, Daryl and I are both believe, I think, unless he's saying the water fountain is not authorized, but we're going to do it anyway, I think we both believe that it's authorized under the command to assemble. But I'm opposed to then having a social tea at the church building or the church doing it in the assembly, aren't you? Well, maybe you're not because you consider it just like the church meal. Can you just have a tea? We're going to have a tea to talk about football on Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Can you do that? Perhaps if we won't serve tea, we'll just serve water, but we'll call it a tea so you'll know what it's a social event. Well, can't you see the difference in having a tea and having a water fountain to assemble worship, the assembly? I can. For example, now here's according to Daryl's reasoning. He says the water fountain then would authorize the church social meal because in the water you're actually eating something or drinking something in this specific case. That's okay. It wouldn't matter whether you're eating or drinking. So then, according to your reasoning, Daryl, I thought you disagreed with these. But according to your reasoning, you really should agree. Kids, if you can have a water fountain and that authorizes the church social meal, then if the kids play chase in the parking lot, that would authorize the church ball team. If not, why not? He said the water fountain would authorize the church social meal. If you can't see the difference in that, then the kids playing chase in the parking lot would authorize the church ball team. The teens discuss a popular movie out in the foyer. Maybe it's episode 2 of Star Wars. Out the door, when they're walking out the door after the assembly. I don't see anything wrong with that, as long as it's not abused and they don't talk about anything trashy, any kind of sexual stuff or cuss words or anything like that, or sometimes in movies. But could you have a church movie theater? All of you brethren can see the difference, can't you? Then you can see the difference in a water fountain and a social tea or a church social meal. Men could talk about basketball in the foyer. But we're agreed you can't have a church gymnasium. Do you see that? Women could discuss recipes in the foyer. Now, do you believe that's authorized or not, Daryl? If not, you need to do away with it. Tell them they can't do it. You believe it's authorized, right? But does that mean that it's authorized to have a church cooking school? According to your reasoning, Daryl, it would. Because this is parallel to the water fountain, and this is parallel to the church social meal. Let's say we're out working on the building. My father-in-law was out there with me. He knows a lot about construction and doing building maintenance. We're out there working on the building, and he instructs me on a few things. No problem with that. Daryl and I agree. That's authorized. We're working on the building. He can talk about that and help me. Does that then authorize the church to run and operate a school on electrical wiring and plumbing? You can see the difference in that, can't you? There's a big difference. So he spent a lot of his speech acting as if there was no difference here and demanding, why, if I can have a water fountain, why can't I have a church social meal? But he knows the difference. Else, if he doesn't know the difference, either he's got to say none of these are authorized, or the other choice is to say all of these are authorized. Because the water fountain and the restroom are parallel to this, in a sense. But these are parallel to the church social meal. The preacher's small son plays on the computer game. We're waiting on Dad. Waiting on him to get through studying. Okay, I don't have a problem with that. Daryl doesn't either, I don't think. But could you then have a video game festival? Let's have one then. Advertise it to the public. We're going to have a video game festival. We're going to set up a bunch of computers, buy the computers, and just play computer games on there that have nothing to do with the Bible. Well, you couldn't do that. Deacon's wife listens to the radio while cleaning the building. No problem. But then could you have a secular music concert? Let's just have a musical concert. Invite Alabama, the band. Tell them not to sing any trashy songs. They have at least 3 or 4 of them. But all the other songs, we're just going to have them at the church and have Alabama in there. Well, you can listen to the radio while you're cleaning the building. Why can't you have Alabama there and have a concert and advertise it in the newspaper? According to Daryl's reasoning, this would prove this. Well, you could just have a Super Bowl viewing party, as some churches of Christ are doing today. Instead of worship on that Sunday, they just have everybody come over and have a big TV in the church building and watch the Super Bowl and eat popcorn. The preacher eats lunch in the study. That's to facilitate his eating. I mean, he's studying his Bible while he's preparing for a sermon. That wouldn't prove the church social meal any more than any of these would prove this. As I mentioned, if I briefly rub my sore bicep while listening to Daryl's sermon, would that prove then we can have a church massage parlor? And I don't mean anything sexual here, though I know most massage parlors are. But I'm talking about purely massaging, just getting the kinks out of your muscles. Daryl, can you understand the difference between these and these? Then you can understand the difference between the water fountain and the church social meal. And then he says the church is the church when not gathered together. That's right. And you prove that. Gave a verse. There are many verses that prove that. When the whole church has come together in one place. 1 Corinthians 14:23. That shows they're still the church before they come together. I agree with that. But not necessarily everything the individual members of the church do outside of the church assembly is the church acting. For example, suppose, Daryl, you and I were in the same congregation. And we decided as individuals to start a business together. Maybe selling baking pies, and you better do the cooking or nobody's going to buy my pies. Baking pies and things like that, and then we sell those pies. Well, is that the church selling pies to raise money? Or is that individual Christians who are members of that church, and yes, they're members of that church, even on Saturday at 3 o'clock when they're not meeting, they're members of that church. They don't cease being members of that church on Saturday. But it's not the church that's going into business. It's the individual members of the church going to business. Put up number 31. All of you see that, don't you? So his point is not correct. His point was that since we're part of the church, we're still members of the church, say on Saturday afternoon, then whatever we do on Saturday afternoon, that's the church acting. No, it's not. Raise it up, Tommy. Now let me show you something that his reasoning would show you these things that it would authorize. He's basically saying since we're still the church outside the church assembly, I would say, yes, we're individual members of the church acting as individuals. Then what he does as an individual or would be the church eating a common meal. If he got together with some other Christians and ate at a restaurant, that would be the church eating a common meal together. And since I agree with that, that supposedly proves his position. But then according to that reasoning, Daryl, a church-sponsored Super Bowl party would be allowed. Because on Sunday afternoon, say at 3 o'clock, we could get together and watch the Super Bowl, as long as we don't miss services, right, as individuals. But we're still the church Sunday at 3, in between services. Now, if that means, and as individuals, we watch that Super Bowl, then according to your reasoning, we can bring the Super Bowl party to the church building and have it as a church function. The same thing with piano recitals. Say two or three Christians had a piano recital. Well, according to you, that's the church still acting because they're Christians. And we're not just church. We're not just the church in the assembly. I agree. That means that you can have the church sponsor a piano recital. Just bring the piano right into the building and sponsor a piano recital. Because that's your reasoning, Daryl, that since they're the church, even outside the assembly, and it's okay for them to have a piano recital. I would say it's individual Christians doing it. You said it's the church because they're still the church outside the assembly. Why couldn't you just have the church sponsor that function? What about a church-sponsored Shakespeare play? We could do that according to your reasoning, because the church is still the church outside the assembly. And according to your reasoning, then the church is acting. Now, I don't believe that. I believe it's individuals acting when they go to a Shakespeare play on Saturday evening. Church-sponsored checker tournaments, individual Christians can do that according to his reasoning. Since they're the church outside the church assembly, the church could just sponsor a checker tournament. Like we're contending for tonight, remember, is a church-sponsored social meal. He was saying, well, when the Christians who are members of the church, later after church assembly is over, we meet at a restaurant and eat, that proves a church social meal. Therefore, the church can sponsor it. Well, then why wouldn't it prove a church could sponsor a checker tournament? Or a church-sponsored basketball game, which would authorize a gym, because individual members of the church can play basketball together. Or a church-sponsored swimming pool, because individual members of the church outside the assembly can get together and swim, as long as they are fully clothed. A church-sponsored golf tournament. That would authorize a church pool. This would authorize a church golf course, 18 holes. Well, because you're still the church when you're out there playing golf with the other Christians. And according to your reasoning, that means the church can sponsor a church social meal. Therefore, that would mean that a church could sponsor, and they can have a kitchen, a church could sponsor a golf tournament, and then have a golf course to facilitate that tournament. A church-sponsored horse racing track, as long as you didn't have gambling. Church-sponsored movie theater, as we mentioned before. There is no end to this. You can fill in the blanks. Now, Daryl, that is your reasoning. That's not my reasoning. Your reasoning was the church is the church even outside the assembly, which I agree with. Therefore, when the church members eat together, like the church where I worship, we do that quite frequently, that proves then that the church could actually sponsor that common meal. When we do it, the church doesn't sponsor it. We just go to the restaurant and eat, and we all pay for our own meals. But you say that proves the church could sponsor it because they're Christians even outside the assembly. What about all these things? Then the church could sponsor all those things. And then put up number 8, Tommy. Now, he was trying to basically say, at least under some circumstances, there's no difference really in the individual and the church. But the individual is authorized to perform bodily exercise. According to that reasoning, if there's no difference in the authority for the individual in the church, you can have a church gymnasium. Going to business, individuals can. Can you have a church business? No. The marital duties, the sexual responsibilities, individuals are authorized, commanded to do that. Does that mean the church can have a honeymoon suite and sponsor that? No. The church are authorized to eat common meals. The individual members are at home. Does that mean the church can sponsor social meals? Well, he thinks this does, but why don't you all the others? Why is just because the individual is authorized to do these things, but it doesn't authorize the church to do it? Since the individual is authorized to eat a common meal, why would that authorize the church to do it? Put up number 2 in the bottom part. What the issue is, there needs to be some clarification. I don't believe 1 Corinthians 11 has anything to do with eating in the church-paid building, Daryl. Now, that may be hard to understand, but it has nothing whatsoever to do with eating a common meal in the church building. Doesn't condemn it or condone it. 1 Corinthians 11 condemns the church assembly eating a common meal together as the assembly. It doesn't matter whether you're in a church building or in a tree. Some churches don't even have a church building. They just meet in the house. But they cannot eat a common meal together in the church assembly. That's all 1 Corinthians 11 is condemning. Now get that straight there, because you have to understand what I'm saying before you can respond to it. I do not believe it condemns eating a church meal in the building, per se. It condemns a social meal in the assembly. That's all that's condemned. might be in the church building or not. Now, the reason I'm opposed to these common meals in the building is not because of 1 Corinthians 11. It's because there is no authority for it. There is no authority for that. There's no authority for the church to use its money for Super Bowl parties, checker tournaments, horse racing tracks, golf courses, or kitchens that are going to be used for social purposes. No authority for it. The church is commanded and authorized to preach the gospel, help benevolent, perform benevolence, and assemble for spiritual purposes. Since eating, having a common social meal, as you brethren do it, doesn't fall under any of those categories, nor any category in the Bible, therefore it's not authorized. It doesn't have anything to do with 1 Corinthians 11. And then Jude verse 3, he said, according to Pat's distinction on the individual in the church can't contend for the faith. 1 Timothy 3 verse 15 authorizes the church to contend for the faith when it says it's the pillar and ground of the truth. He says Acts 16 verse 15 is not parallel. Yes, it is. It's perfectly parallel to what you said on Jude verse 12. Put up number 28, Tommy. In Jude verse 12, we showed all these possibilities of what Jude verse 12 might be showing, talking about. Now, perhaps you could rule out one or two of these. Feel free to do so, but you hadn't tried to do that yet. What you did was you assumed it was talking about a church social meal, as is under dispute in this discussion. You must have assumed that because you used it as authority for it. But it could be talking about the Lord's Supper, could be talking about a meal for the poor, could be talking about individuals eating, not the church at all. As a matter of fact, the word church or the congregation is not referred to in the whole book of Jude. Now that's why it's parallel to what the Methodists do with Acts 16 verse 15. If they could prove that households there included babies, then they would have an approved example of babies being baptized, and so it would be authorized. But they assume that all households include babies, and that's just not so. Many and some households do not include a baby. You are not free to assume that this passage is talking about a church social meal until you rule out all these other possibilities. A love feast could be talking about any number of these possibilities. Why do you assume that it's talking about what you're supposed to prove in this debate, what you're contending for? You can't assume what you're contending for. You're in the affirmative. If you want to show authority for it, you've got to prove that Jude verse 12 has under consideration what you brethren practice in what I'm calling a church social meal. And then he went back to 1 Corinthians 11, 17 through 34. He said about me, Pat, you can't deny that the church was doing it, having the common meal. I agree, Daryl. That's what Paul condemned, the church having a common meal together in the assembly. I agree they were doing it. You did a good job of showing that. And that's exactly what Paul was saying was wrong. Just like I agree that Peter and Barnabas were refusing to eat with the Gentiles and playing the hypocrite. I agree they were doing it, but it was wrong. I agree that these brethren were taking their other brethren to law, but it was wrong. I agree that a man was having sexual relations with his father's wife, but it didn't show authority for it. It was condemned in that passage. Again, you don't know the difference between an approved and disapproved example, evidently. I agree that the brethren in Corinth were having divisions. They were doing that. That didn't prove that there's authority for it. It shows the exact opposite. They were condemned for it. I agree. We have an example here in 1 Corinthians 15 of people, Christians, teaching there's no resurrection of the dead. That doesn't mean that we ought to emulate that. That means we ought to stay away from that. 1 Corinthians 11, they were having in the assembly a common meal. Paul rebuked them for it. That doesn't mean that we ought to do that. It means we ought to stay away from it. Put up number 5. We need to understand the difference between, let's go down to one or two of these. Church support of the preacher. He could have a place for a study. He could have an office. In his office, he could have a phone. Or he might eat lunch in his office while he's working, just like I do at my job. But the church social meal, you need a place for that. And that the brethren provide what they call a fellowship hall. The details are a kitchen. The difference is this is not authorized and this is authorized. Just like you would agree with me that church-sponsored recreation is not authorized. But if it was, you'd have to have a place. It would authorize the family life center or gymnasium. You could have a goal, basketball goal, balls, and everything. If it was authorized. But it's not. This is not authorized. These are authorized. Therefore, you can have these incidentals and expedients. 35. And then some brethren, I'm not sure if Daryl's doing this, they'll say, but it's multi-purpose. Like, for example, the gym, we could worship in it. We'll get to that later, my time's up.